Natasha Devon on LBC. Text 84850.
It's 7:34 and you're listening to Natasha Devon on LBC. We've had some breaking news coming in from Washington. So we're joined on the line by Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. Simon, what's happening?
Well, more extraordinary developments here, Natasha, as President Trump spends his final weekend at the White House and Joe Biden prepares for his inauguration on Wednesday. It is being reported that last night a man was arrested after a routine check of his pickup truck was conducted in the center of Washington, D.C. amid this unprecedented security that is now being laid on for Joe Biden's security, for Joe Biden's inauguration. The man was found to have fake credentials for the inauguration, handguns, and 500 rounds of ammunition. And he has, of course, been taken into custody. I mean, we've noted over the last several days the unprecedented degree of security that has been implemented here in the aftermath of the attack on the congressional building, incited as it was by President Trump at the Save America rally on Wednesday a week ago. There are more troops on the streets of this city now than in Iraq and Afghanistan combined. But beyond that, it was notable that yesterday the authorities announced that for the inauguration and the days on either side of it, the bridges that connect Washington, D.C. To the neighboring jurisdictions of Maryland and Virginia were going to be closed. Now, that is something that is absolutely unprecedented here. It's like closing the bridge, the tunnels off that connect Manhattan to the rest of New York. And the inference, the implication of the decision to close the bridges, in addition to the size of the military presence on the streets, just served to underscore that the intelligence agencies here believe that there is a very real security threat to this inauguration. Now we learn of the arrest of this man from Virginia with fake inauguration credentials, weapons, and ammunition. Couple that with the fact that we know that there are at least four separate planned marches over the course of the next few days by supporters of President Trump, similar in tone, we believe, to the Save America rally. I mean, they're all designed to overturn the outcome of the election and block Joe Biden's inauguration and register the views of President Trump's supporters that Joe Biden is coming into office as an illegitimate president. All of this just underscores the very brittle nature of the security situation here and the deeply held concerns of the FBI and people who live in Washington, D.C., that this city very much remains a target for people who support President Trump, want to stop Joe Biden from becoming president, and are prepared, if necessary, to turn to violent means in a bid to try and achieve that.
Mark, LBC's Washington correspondent. That's absolutely extraordinary. Thank you for that update. And we will, of course, bring you any further updates that we have over the course of the next couple of days. But actual riots by actual Nazis is not a thing I ever thought that I would say on the air. That I found that really chilling, that report by Simon Marks there.